This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to a professional installer near you. Save 7% off 400 with code MMA7. Juve. Enhance your health with red and infrared LED light therapy. Save $50 off with code MMA. NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 508.
508!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Kimo Sabe?
Nothing, my man. We got lots of snow in the Midwest. We got dumped on. Out here, we got 11 inches.
Yeah, we're about the same. It was cool. I came outside the other day, and my daughters were in a backyard grappling. I'm like, ah, sweet. I'm going to ref this shit. Like, let's see what's going on. And, you know, the younger daughter is scrappier than the older one, which is interesting. And yeah, then I'm like, okay, why don't we do 2-on-1? Both of you try to take me down.
In the snow, huh?
Yeah, that results in luckily no one getting injured. I'm like, here, let me try this takedown. And like Muay Thai clinching them and then like, yeah. See how I can just turn your head and move you wherever I want. And then throwing them some hip tosses and some throws, mm-hmm. and then letting them fucking work it out on each other. I'm like, here you go, now try this. That was fun.
Did the dog get involved too?
She was inside, but I had to take the snowblower and fucking make a racetrack around my backyard for her. Because like, she'd be buried because her belly would be touching the snow.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so fucking deep. So we got to fucking snowblow the backyard and make like a track, like a almost like a figure eight kind of. And then I'll clear another section so that she can hopefully take a dump in there. But she's been taking a dump on the path. Like, what are you doing? Come on. There's a nice clearing for you. Use that. I don't fucking care.
Like, I'm asshole. Just going to poop anywhere I want. This is my backyard.
Yeah, so we've been having fun out in the snow and, you know, fucking around out there. Luckily, it was packy, so it wasn't packy enough to actually build a snowman. And I have half an igloo out there that we have to hopefully get some more snow and complete. But,
yeah,
that was good times. We need it. That's what we've been asking for. I'm like, can we get a fucking blizzard? And we fucking finally got it. It's great.
You got the blizzard you've been waiting for.
That's true. So what's happening in the MMAs?
Well, let me see. I'll start with this. Hold on a second. Where's the button to share? Share screen. Here we go. Have you seen what our friend Rory McDonald looks like recently?
He's all geared up.
Looking pretty swole right about now on the good sauce. So, I don't know. Looks happy. Still looks like slightly rapey.
Ex-murderer. Canadian psycho-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, good for him. I think he's fighting in the PFL. I want to say he was supposed to have a fight sometime in April. I think was supposed to be the first fight of the tournament for him.
Yeah.
And it's weird because there's a lot of, like we were talking before, a lot of former UFC guys over there, right? Verdum. I forgot McDonald was there, Pettis. So it'll be interesting to see. And especially if, you know, they're going to come in fucking looking like that. Great. I love mm-hmm. it. This is old school MMA. Let's get back to the fucking gear.
Yeah. And good for him. Looking healthy. I'm just curious how he's going to fare moving forward after, you know, I don't think he's ever been the same since he had that brutal war with Robbie Lawler.
Not really. And again, a point to why you should probably stop a fight. Maybe I'll just skip to that article. So I'd read an article where Calvin Kattar's coach, Tyson, I don't know how to say last name. We'll just call him Charter. He commented on why he didn't stop the fight against Max Holloway. This is going to be a little lengthy, so just stick with me. Yep. So he says, it definitely did get close to us stopping it. I'm sitting in the corner every time things were getting really bad. Calvin's back was to us, and we see Max and we see Herb. There was a couple of times when we were like, fuck, is he going to stop it? And I was hoping Herb would stop it. And then all of a sudden we saw he wasn't going to stop it. And we were like, should we throw in the towel? And then I'm thinking we're going to throw in the towel, and then Calvin would crack him, and then he would get off the fence and start landing shots. Like, damn it. The only way to describe it is that I was looking for a reason to stop it. And every time I was about to, he would give us a reason not to. It's a tough spot to be in because you have to make a judgment call in real time based on the facts that you're presented. And yeah, there was a couple times I thought Herb was going to stop it, but he's looking Calvin in the eye and I'm behind Calvin. So it's like Herb has a better view than we do. Calvin is fighting back. He's landing good shots. There's one point in the fourth round where I looked at Jake, the Muay Thai coach, and I was like, dude, Max is getting tired. It was crazy because he was beating us up, but then you could see in his eyes like, ugh. And then he tried to wrestle and tried to take us down, and he was getting tired from beating us up. And then Calvin landed a good shot again, and the round ended. I went to the stool after a fourth round thinking we're going to stop the fight, Charter explained. And then he sat down and was like, are you good? Calvin said, yeah, I'm good. What's up? And then he was so clear in the way he spoke. His eyes were clear. He was coherent. He was still in the fight. It was tough. Would have been tough to stop it right there when you could tell he was still in it mentally. He didn't seem to be wearing the damage that we were watching. It was tough. It's easy to sit back when you're at home, when you have the luxury of not being in the seat that we're in, saying, oh, I would have stopped it. It's easy to say that. I don't think there's anyone that has spent more time on a mat with Calvin than I have. Maybe his wife. I know his whole team, yeah, cares about him. His family cares about him. But there's no one that can argue that they care more about Calvin than I do. I'm right up there with those people. At the end of the day, the only person I owe an explanation to is Calvin and his family. We've had those conversations and we're good. We're on to the next one. So what's your take on that fucking 10 minutes of regurgitation?
I mean, I see his point, but you got to take the emotion out of it. And I sense a lot of emotion. I think it needs a more surgical approach to protect your guy. And I don't think you can have an us when it comes to this conversation, because it's one guy getting the shit kicked out of him. It's not an us, it's one guy. And that's the guy you got to protect. I don't think you send him out there to keep getting a beating. I don't care how fucking coherent he is. You don't do it. I think you got to stop it at some point. And you got to take, as a coach, you got to be like, fire me if you want to, but I'm here for your safety. So I'm stopping this thing and let him get pissed. Too bad, so sad. Don't, you cannot let him take that beating. It's just not, it's no good.
No.
So.
And I don't like the excuse of whatever he's saying just sound like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and I don't know if that means you bring someone else into the corner that just looks out for the fighter and just says, I have the towel and I'll fucking throw it in when I deem it as a safety hazard. But it seems like that should be a head coach thing, because here you're arguing in this case that he knows him so well. He spent, you know, more time with him on the mat than anything and blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to let him take 440 some odd shots and that's acceptable? Like, fucking, like, where's your line, buddy?
The logic was that
500? Like, what is the line?
He was getting tired, is the logic. Like, okay, because he's beating the shit out of your guy. So, I mean,
what fight are you watching, though? Because nothing changed. Like, there was no point where I'm watching that fight where I thought, Cater's got a chance. He's got a chance. Like, there was no point when Max is just ringing him up where I thought Cater had a chance. Like,
no. Or I say to him at the end of the second or third, and at the end of the third round, I go, you knock him out in this round or I'm stopping it. That's it.
I don't remember hearing that.
No, I'm like, you want, because there's no reason to go to the fifth round, maybe the fourth. Okay, fine. Knock him out this round or we're done. That's it. And if you don't like it, too bad. So send them out there and that. And if you can do it, great. If you can't,
yeah.
There's no reason to take another 5 minutes of punishment. It's no good.
No. And then, you know, we'll see in Cater's next 2 to 3 fights. What does he look like? And then you'll know, like, did you fuck up? And it may not show up that soon, but, you know, you look at some of those other fighters, that shit, that wears on you and you're going to carry that fight with you. There's no way that doesn't stick with you. So,
yep.
I don't know like how experienced of a head coach is that guy, because I think that probably comes with little seasoning. When you think about my grill that I cook all my steaks on, it's got a lot of seasoning. It's been out there for a while.
What kind of seasoning? Knows. What kind of seasoning is on
there? Just from fucking charcoal and wood chips and smoke. Uh-huh. You know, it's a well-seasoned grill. So okay. I don't know if this guy is well-seasoned enough to know when it's time, it's time. Throw that in. And it's probably also that fear factor, too, of, you know, do you want to risk losing your job if you piss the fighter off enough? Because I swear some guys have fired their coach for stopping the fight.
Well, fine. Let them fire you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. If I'm that fighter, I don't want you to stop the fucking fight. I'd be pissed. But
yeah,
it is what it is. I mean, someone has to look out for fighter safety. And if it's not the fucking ref or your corner, then someone else has to be watching the fight and fucking just... This shit's over. Maybe there's another official. I don't know what the answer is, but someone's got to step up and do the right thing.
Like Spike Lee?
Damn right. Do the right thing and go.
We'll get him.
What else is happening out there?
Speaking of the right thing, I don't know if this falls under that category.
Oh, but, no. What are you going to do?
We got Ben Askren.
Big black cocks.
Decided to take Jake Paul on in pro boxing on April 17th.
Love it.
And Paul says, representing the UFC, Mr. Napoleon Dynamite lookalike Ben Askren finally accepted the fight. He's going to knock him out faster than Masvidal did. He said, just because the guys think they can throw punches, they know how to box. He shocked the world when I knocked out an NBA superstar athlete. And so people complain that he's not a real fighter. So now I'm giving the people what they want by taking on a real fighter. Yeah. After I add Ben to my knockout meme collection, what can anybody say? April 17th, 82 days. The countdown starts now. And then Ben responds with, it's cute that Jake thinks he's a real fighter. I'm going to beat him up April 17th. Wow. He's full of many. He's just, I mean, Ben, ever the talker. But it's kind of interesting to me that this is the guy we send out. Like, it's like, here you go. We're going to wheel this guy out. Let's see how he does. And when was the last time you saw Ben Askren win a boxing match or in any cage, ring, or anywhere? Did that ever happen?
No, he's just take people down and he right. fucking got mauled by everybody in the UFC.
Yes. So
you want to see some training footage?
Yeah, I think sure. I think Jake Paul knocks him out. That's what I think.
Yeah, it won't surprise me. The only thing that fucking Askren has going for him is cardio. So he could potentially cover up and get fucking Paul tired and then come back in the later rounds with his fucking horrible striking.
It's pretty
horrible. Bad. So here's fucking Askren doing heavy bag work. Looks Ronda Rousey-esque in his approach here.
Yes.
So there's him. And let's flip the docket over to Jake Paul, who's been training with Jorge Masvidal here. Mm-hmm. Hang on. I got to make sure we have no sound because everyone likes to put some fucking volume in their shit. That's right. Oh, hang on.
We have sound.
Yep.
No sorry. Sound.
I don't know what we're doing here. We're trading the flying knee. But not. And Paul looks way fucking bigger too. We were looking at like the size of him compared to Askren, you know? Yeah.
He's trying to like, yeah.
That'd be interesting if he hits him with that and fucking just knocks him out off the bat. But yeah, it's a fucking weird matchup. I like from Paul's standpoint, it's super smart. You know, there's zero risk to him. Mm-hmm. Like Askren ain't knocking him out. The only knockout that's going to happen would be Paul knocking Askren out.
Right.
And, you know, get a payday because I'm not going to pay for that, but I'll probably check it out somewhere.
Borrow the stream.
I don't know anything about that. But
I don't pirate anything. I just borrow stuff.
Yeah. I may go to an establishment that's not open to watch it.
Right. I'm with you on that one.
So Yeah, it's just a weird matchup, right? Does it? I don't know. Does it even sell? Like, how many pay-per-views does that sell?
And a couple hundred thousand, because Jake Paul is a draw, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, they'd probably make bank.
But it's not going to be crazy.
No.
It's
kind of weird.
I get the sense they're setting this guy up for something big. So it's like they're feeding him a little bit, and we'll see how it goes. And I could easily see Jake Paul fighting somebody of actual notoriety sometime at the end of 2021 or early 2022 if he wins a couple more fights, because he's got the social media following, he's got mm-hmm. the fans. So if he just wins a couple more fights against guys who are kind of known and reputable, I think you can sell a big fight. So makes sense.
Yeah, and I'd like to see some fucking weirdo type match where maybe you do the first round is boxing, second round kickboxing, third round MMA, mm-hmm. fourth round Jenga. Rock, paper, scissors, something, but you know, mix it up so that we're like, can you make it through the first round? Okay, now you're into round two, it gets a little more deadly. A little more deadly. I don't even care if you throw some wrestling in there, if you want some of that fucking shit, bullshit, whatever. But I feel these guys are getting their cake and eating it too by just having it boxing. It's super safe. Against fucking Ben Askren, you might as well be fucking, might as well put Damian Maia in there. Damian Maia is actually a better striker, than Askren. But it's like such the low amount of risk. So great move by Paul. You know, I've got no problem with that, but just weird.
Super weird.
Because that's, you know, what we were talking about earlier in the year was, is one of these guys gonna face off against an elite MMA guy? And it, depending upon if you want to call Askren elite, I mean, he did win titles in other organizations, but it's just because he grapple fucked you and held you down. So he took advantage of the rules. I don't know. He's not elite in the striking world, but he's elite in using the rules to his advantage. So what else is happening out there?
Well, I got a little KO video, Mr. Matt. I got, what's it? It's, how do you say his name? Bybalat Isaev bombs Mykhailo Kehoyevich in under 90 seconds. It is a pretty nasty KO, as you can see by the video. It's like, boom! Oh,
man, those are the worst, where you're throwing.
In half, the mouthpiece goes flying. It's bad, so... And then he's asked,
I forgot to pay my taxes.
Pretty bad.
I declare nothing.
This happened in one championship over the weekend. So good for them. They're putting on some crazy fights, but you know, it's good to see, I guess. Kind of dangerous. Maybe that guy shouldn't fight anymore.
fuck that. He should fight next weekend. There's no rules in what FC, man. You can do what you want. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
You see, here's a good contest from the UFC. You could win seats to UFC 259. You could be the first ever UFC fan to experience a live pay-per-view event at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. All you gotta do is enter your shit.
You do it?
You damn right I did. Attendance to UFC 259 for you and a guest. Round trip airfare to Vegas. You get a hotel accommodations and custom UFC official fight kits. Come on, sweet motherfuckers.
Can I go if you win?
Maybe. You didn't want to go the last time. That's fine.
I couldn't, remember? I had my children.
You could, but you chose not to.
I did not choose.
There's always a choice, Ingo.
You're going to take
There's
Brian.
A choice, I know probably. It. You turned me down once. Never again.
I had my children. Parenting. The troubles of divorce.
I hear you. But this is pretty cool. I mean, I want Lazy Boys, though, if we go.
Oh, it's not going to happen. No chance.
I'm going to be that fucking asshole. Woo! After I said I hate the woos, I'll be that fucking guy there just to fucking piss everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. But neat. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll win. Maybe we won't. But everyone else could get in on the game. So here's a good one for you. Let me pull this site up. Fucking Jose Canseco fighting at Rough and Rowdy this weekend.
Whoa. With the baseball bat?
Yeah. He's going to see how many fucking heads he can knock off in 2 minutes. So
the other guy's got like an eagle or something. What the hell is that? Is that a ferret? What is he holding?
Looks like some kind of waterfowl, potentially a chicken. And he's going to sacrifice a chicken. He's like that guy on Major League.
Joe Boo. No,
hey, fuck you, Joe Boo. I'd do it myself. You know who I'm talking to. Serrano, right?
Serrano.
He wants to sacrifice a live chicken. Mm-hmm. We can't have fucking people throwing up in the clubhouse, man. Mm-hmm. So Jose Canseco, mind you, is 56 years old, right? Mm-hmm. He's gonna fucking get back in the ring. I think there's a video at the bottom here. He's pretty fucking jacked for 56, by the way.
Yeah, he's big, but he's gonna be slow.
Oh, for sure. So I don't know who else is fighting a bunch of other scrubs, but that's interesting. So you got him out there this weekend, and I want to say Rough and Rowdy was happening this, not Rough and Rowdy, but Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships happening this weekend too. I don't know if that was the, is that the Paige Van Zandt one?
Supposed to be, yeah, Super Bowl weekend.
Because, you know, I think we'll talk about her later. That's in Ask the Nuts. I had some shit, but like, it's weird. And then UFC this weekend, you have Overeem and Volkov main event. I forgot who else was on the card. Frankie Edgar. There's a couple decent fights for free, you know, ESPN type shit.
Yes, Overeem versus Volkov. Wow. What else we got? Hold on a second. Frankie Edgar versus Corey Sandhagen. And then the rest, I don't know who these people are. Yes.
Well, you have ranked fighters, so that's a step up for like a fight night.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Hey, I got a question.
They don't have any. Go ahead.
Kansas City or Tampa Bay?
You know, I haven't even thought about it, which is weird. I just got some squares from Brian's work.
Yeah.
I hit him up. I'm like, give me some squares. I need some squares. It makes it more interesting to watch. I kind of want to see Tampa Bay win. I think I'm going to root for them just because I like the underdog story of Brady, you know, getting spurned by the Patriots and, you know, goes off to, he had three choices of places to go. It was Tampa Bay, Chicago, and somewhere else. And he chose fucking Tampa Bay, of course, because it's warm. Well, I get it. I mean, you don't want to fucking come to the Bears.
No. Plus the Bears suck. That doesn't help.
And then how about what was the other team? What, Detroit swapped QBs and a shit ton of draft picks for
Matthew Stafford.
They traded Stafford for Jared Goff on the Rams, and like, oh, that's a weird trade. So Bears lose another opportunity to get a starting quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But back to Super Bowl, I saw a ton of advertisers are pulling out, so it'll be interesting to see how many ads are going to be in there, and are people getting a discount this year? Because I think like Coke and Pepsi and major guys are pulling out.
Why?
Save money.
Oh,
too expensive. I forgot what they were even charging. Like, I want to say it was $3 million the last I had looked
per second.
That could have been 10 years, 20 years ago. I have no idea what going rates for a 30-second Super Bowl commercial is, because it's obviously the most watched and talked about shit, right?
Yeah, I would imagine it's more than $3 million, but that sounds low. I would think like $3 million per second or something.
That's a lot of money. It's $90 million for your fucking 30 seconds, all right?
Yeah.
Like, I think we're going to take a timeout and not advertise on the fucking Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And well, which is weird, too, because does Coke or Pepsi, do they need to advertise anymore?
I don't know.
You either drink pop or you don't. You drink Coke or you drink Pepsi, or if you're smart, you drink Zevia, you know? Like, what?
Maybe Zevia has an opportunity here. Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking pounding them down with vodka.
So healthy.
So totally is. So, here's a good one for you. Marius Bujnowski going back to the Octagon or something. I'll share this with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't fought. Oh, here's the crazy thing. So, he's 43 years old, hasn't fought since November 19th. But you remember when he fought Tim Sylvia?
Yeah.
That was his third fight. That's how long ago that was. I want to say it was 2010.
No kidding.
When he turned fucking purple. Like, holy shit. I didn't even know like I was still fighting. I had no idea.
He had like 20 fights or something, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's 13-7. Started his career back in 2009. Wow. Yeah, his third fight, Tim Sylvia. Herb Dean reffing that one. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know he also fought Butterbean in his fourth fight. He beat Butterbean.
Of course he did.
And then he fought James Thompson twice and lost. And then there's no contest. And then he fought Bob Sapp. And then Sean McCorkle's in there twice. And he's got a win on a loss. Got a win over Holes Gracie. That's interesting. So good to see the big man back in the game. We'll see what happens. I don't remember when. 6'1", 260. Fuck.
The big guy.
Yeah, it's solid muscle. All steroids. All the time. Mm-hmm. Got any other canoes?
No, that was my last one you just shared. That's all I got. Yep.
All right, let's do, let me look back through tickets. Overeem. All right, let's do a little tweet of the week. I have two options. Okay. Let's start with this one. Let's. Creamy Casanova is dating men over 35. You gonna fuck me good? I'll try.
That's disgusting. I don't know what that means.
It means old people. We're old. Like, you can give me a good fucking, I don't know. I'll try.
Okay.
The humor is lost on me.
Yes.
And the other option, I don't know how I'm going to play this one. Hang on. I have to be careful. This is Michael Bisping posting. You see this little thing? What is love? Whoa. Hang on.
That is really loud.
Let's start again. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. I don't get out much. It doesn't take much to impress me. But that's cool. And I know Rockhold was all into fucking dancing and shucking and jiving.
That's great singing, Matt. I like it.
Yeah.
You practice that? In front of the mirror?
All the time. I gotta go into the sauna so I get my sauna voice.
Okay.
Move right along. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. Let's see what we got here. First on tap. Oh, here we go. So Real Convict Donald has a question for us. He says, who can do a better BJ Penn impression, Ingo or Matt? So now you see the impression. Now give it to me. That's pretty good. I think you win. I just can. Oh, he's licking blood. That's even better. Oh, maybe I should do this. Hey, you N-word. You're poor. You N-word. As I'm getting arrested for the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
Last week.
How the mighty. Sad
story.
Oh. Yep.
And that's why you wonder, Calvin Cater. What happens when you take too many punches?
Mm-hmm. You don't want to end up like that.
No.
I blame GSP for that. That's his fault.
What, retarding Mr. Penn?
Yeah.
Well, he greased, right? Potentially. All right. What do you think about this statement from Kamaru Usman? He says he won't ever declare he's the greatest of all time. He says that's not something you bestow. Here you go. Bestow upon yourself. So what do you think about that?
I agree.
Finally, someone speaking intelligently about that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about this statement from Paige VanZant? She says, why she decided to fight in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship rather than sign with Bellator, and how she's not afraid of getting bloody in her debut. Here's what she said. She says, I heard statistically that scars make you more attractive. It's not a big deal. What do you think about that?
I mean, depends on the scar, you know.
The gash. I'd prefer gash.
If you have like a Tyrion type scar across your face, I'm not sure that would be helpful.
I don't know. Especially when you're doing like Instagram and you're a step away from a fans only page. I feel you need your face and you need it to be unscarred, and she's gonna get so fucked up. And I think leg braces are hotter than chicks with facial scars. I don't know. Facial scar is not hot.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Can I slip that one in? Like, it can't run very fast. That's all. That's I don't know why they're running. I just.
Okay.
They like to work out. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's hot in here. So hot here. And Rico Machado closes out. It's time. Pound sign, Nuts for Roll. Pound sign, Matt Rave Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather spend the day with your favorite athlete or your favorite movie star?
Movie star.
Who is your favorite movie star? That's the question. I can't even think of either.
A favorite movie star? I don't even fucking know. I feel like, I mean, I don't have, he's not my favorite, but I just think he'd be cool to hang out with. Matthew McConaughey.
I thought you were going to say Tom Cruise.
No.
That guy would be a bundle of fun. A lot of crazy, a lot of Scientology so rubbing off on you.
I don't know why I said Matthew McConaughey, but I just think he'd be fun. I don't know. Movie star? Who?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It's hard to say. I mean, it could, but
be either.
It could be a chick. Like maybe.
Chris Cyborg. Maybe I'd like to hang out with her all day.
I knew you were going to say that already.
Or Mackenzie Dern.
Hmm.
Maybe Ronda Rousey. Yeah, yeah. I'll bring her back into the mix. You know what she's up to. She's probably a pleasure to hang out with.
Yeah.
We'd show me some shadow boxing. We could hit pads together, you know. Mm-hmm. Be all good. Would you rather live where it's constantly winter or where it's constantly summer?
Summer.
Yeah, I'll probably have to agree with that.
Fuck winter.
I like contrast, but if you got to make a choice, I'd rather be on a beach than fucking out here in an Arctic winter.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather travel the U.S. and see sights in a motorhome or by plane?
You know what? I think motorhome sounds like more fun.
Yeah, I think you got to stipulate. It's got to be top of the line. You got to be able to take a shit. You got to have your own driver and a shit ton of weed.
Yeah, and beer. The best kind of craft beer.
There you go. I'll have my own personal brewer.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't drive with me. He's got his own
he's behind
pickup
you
truck.
Brewing
with
beer.
Brewing beers. And then when we get to the next place, here you go, sir. Here's our beer.
Fresh.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Would you rather be a little late or way too early?
You know, I think categorically speaking, I'm typically a little late. But I wish I wish I was a little early.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was early, but I'm never early. I'm always a little late. That's just how
I know. That's funny.
Sorry, Matt.
It's okay. I come to accept some things in life and that you won. It's all good. I'd show up way too early. That's me though.
Yeah.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 124. You have the hottest cheerleaders of the world, number 8. So we have Taylor C. from the Baltimore Ravens, Kristen from the Carolina Panthers, and Justine from the Cincinnati Bengals. And then there's a bonus from the Chicago Bears, Staley. Okay.
Ooh, okay. You got a hometowner.
Yep. Ooh, I almost hit the leave button. That would have been fucked up. That's not Cher. All right, so you have Taylor C. from the Baltimore Ravens. She reminds me of that chick that plays Lois Lane, and she also plays Ricky Bobby's girlfriend, whoever that chick is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know. I'm not interested. I'm out on that one.
Okay.
Pass.
We'll see about that.
I'm going to pass.
We move along. We have Kristen from the Carolina Panthers.
That's better. That's better. Although we didn't get a full body shot, just
It's very hard to find a picture of this woman.
Okay.
And they have Justine from the Cincinnati Bengals, who looks like she weighs about 86 pounds, soaking wet with 32 pounds strapped on her back.
I'm not a huge fan of any of these. I think I killed the first.
Are you holding out for Staley from the Chicago Bears?
And I'm going to bang the Bears and marry the second one.
Yeah, this one, this first one looks like she's got a lot of crazy.
She looks like a porcelain doll.
What's a who?
A porcelain doll.
I might be into that. I could see that. Maybe I'll marry that one.
By the way, Matt, you got to update your Google.
I'm not going to. I fucking don't care. Fuck up this little update.
I love how your little picture's next to it.
Look at me. Yay! Update. It's, hey, it looks just like me. This fucking guy.
It's like exactly.
Yeah, fine. I'll marry the first one. Fuck this one. Kill that one. Take a hand job from that one.
Okay.
Done.
Oh, jeez.
Acknowledge for the week here.
I'm thinking. I have to admit, I've been on this weird reality like relationship show kick on Netflix. I don't know what my problem is. I feel like
here we go.
I was getting made fun of the other day, and I'm like, you know, I think this is like some weird way of socializing for me at the moment, like where I can't see people, so I like watch these dumb reality dating shows because it's like there's personalities and I feel like I'm there. So it's like, hey, this is like my friend circle or something.
Weird.
It's the pandemic. It's gonna go away, I think, once the pandemic's over, I hope. But
now you're gonna start figuring out, hey, I really get into these and this is how I get down now. Fuck sports, fuck football, I'm into this dating reality. The Indian, whatever that one was.
Matchmaking. And then there's another one, Love at First Sight, where they put them in like a, or Love is Blind, where they put them in cubes.
Blind people?
No, they're not blind. They have to marry each other without seeing each other, but they have to date first without seeing. It's the whole thing is just crazy. So
how does that all work during a pandemic? Or is this film?
I think these are pre-recorded shows from older shows, and they're not newer ones. So.
Gotcha. I'm very confused when I see everything, people interacting normally. Like, where's your mask? I don't understand this world.
Don't judge.
I don't judge. I don't care. You can like what you want. You see this new COVID test they're doing?
Whoa.
I don't know if it's safe. He's probably talking about, hey, now. This is probably going to get us banned from YouTube, by the way. I hope it does, because I don't know about you, but that's how I used to get my temperature taken.
Uh-huh. Same.
Until I was about 16.
How does that work, though? Rectal?
And then he puts it in his mouth. So apparently they're doing rectal tests now.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, that's a hard pass.
I'm gonna have to say no to that.
Or yes, it depends.
If you catch me on the right day, I might be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't. Why? It was the same thing like taking the temperature of a baby. I always felt, I'm not sticking a fucking thermometer in my kid's ass. And I'm just not doing that. Like fucking.
Yeah. Under the armpit, it's good. Armpit.
Yeah, no,
I like the forehead scanner. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it got high tech. Not when we were kids, because literally we fucking, like, I had the rectal thermometer.
Same.
Like, no joke. Like, okay, time to take your temperature.
The rectal suppositories? Did you have those?
I don't remember, thank God. I don't want to think about that. But I remember that thermometer. Like, that's who fucking decided this was a good idea? Like, can you just put it in your mouth? Can we just do this?
No.
Like, no, this is more accurate. Let's take it rectally. Fuck science. All right. Fuck all these guys. Everyone wants to stick something in your ass. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it at that. Shut down.
Okay. And that has been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grewitt. Thanks for playing.